chapter 20, John chapter 20, an amazing statement was made by Jesus after he came out of the tomb and was seen by his disciples. But in John chapter 20, he makes this statement, and we're gonna just read it and just rejoice in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 20, and let's look at verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Because Jesus came down and he took our place, we are now in a relationship that is different than was before the cross. And the same way that God is Father to Jesus, he's Father to you and me. So this morning I'm going to talk to you about your Father. I believe with all of my heart God is going to do some awesome things in you this morning. Let me tell you, as we get into this, years ago I was a guest minister in a church, and I taught on the love of the Father. And I called an altar call, and I thought, well, you know, Lord, you told me to do this, and I did it, and it was good. But I thought, I'm going to call this altar call for people who, you know, don't have a good example of Father, whatever. And the whole front of the church was full. From 5-year-olds to 60-year-olds. And God touched them. In fact, one lady I saw a couple months later, and she came up to me. It was a completely different church. And she came up to me and she said, "You don't know. That changed my life. It changed my relationship with God. It changed my relationship with everybody. I could not call God Father before that day." Some of us have a hard time thinking of God as Father because, as Donnie stole my message, we've had terrible examples of that. But I'm going to tell you how to be free from that this morning. I'm going to show you that even though we were screwed up sometimes when we were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever age we got screwed up at, that God wants to free us from that screw up today. Today's the day. Today's the day for your freedom. Freedom is here in Jesus' name. Go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Actually, it's chapter 7. I wrote that down wrong. It happens. If you ever need to find this verse, just think of 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. Matthew 7 and verse 11. But let's back up just a little bit. Verse 7 says this: "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Anybody believe that? I said, does anybody believe that? So the minute that you ask, you should rejoice. The minute that you seek, you should know that you're going to find. Amen. Come on. Anytime that you go before God, you have to know. You have to know. Look at this now. Verse 8, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" You may have had an experience in your life where your father didn't give you the things that he needed to give you. A good father doesn't give you everything you want, by the way. A good father gives you what you need. But he doesn't withhold anything from you either. God wants you to know that he's a good father. That he has something for you today. Glory to God. I want to just make this declaration. I was so honored by what Donnie said about me. But the reality is there are no perfect fathers. Only one. Only one. Glory to God, only one. And watch this. Anything that was evil done to you by anyone has its roots in the one who came to kill, steal, and destroy. So watch. We're going to talk about how to be free from the past. Now watch this. I believe, now this might be controversial, but it's my mic, and so I'm going to say it anyway. Every time the devil uses somebody to hurt you, there's a demonic presence at work in you. And that demonic presence will stay with you until you completely forgive the one that it's attached to. I'm not saying you're possessed, but I'm saying there's an influence. It's why a victim keeps getting victimized and doesn't stop the victimization, because that's normal to them, and God wants to give you a new normal. You know, through the pandemic, we've heard about a new normal. Today's the day of our new normal. I'm not a victim, because I have a Father who set me free. I'm not a victim because I have a champion that's gone before me. Come on. Glory to God. So watch this. This is really important. We're going to go someplace today. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Just go back a chapter there. And I want you to look, we call this the Lord's Prayer, but it really isn't the Lord's Prayer. He said, his disciples said, how do I pray? How do we pray? I mean, why did he say that? They all prayed their whole lives. Why did he say that? Why did they say that? Because they'd heard people pray their whole lives in synagogue. Every time they got together, there was prayer. So why did they say, Jesus, teach us to pray? Because Jesus' prayer got results. Where the others didn't seem to get the results that Jesus said. So Jesus, teach us how to pray like you do, not like how they do. Right? And so this was the pattern of it. Look at verse 6 and verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Or like this, pray. Our Father in heaven, until you're comfortable with knowing that God is your Father, you'll never be able to speak to Him like He wants you to. Come on. First of all, God is not afraid of what you feel. God's not afraid of what you think. He doesn't go, oh no, Bruce is mad at me. Right? Or whatever. He is so awesome and He loves us so much that He paid the ultimate price so that you could have a relationship with Him. So Jesus said, first of all, you can call Him all kinds of names. I mean, you can call Him Yahweh, you can call Him El Shaddai, you can call Him. But when you're talking to Him, call Him Father. Whoo, glory to God. After this man, our Father. Why? Because there's a relationship there that we should all have. He's our Father. He's my Father. right? And He's not going to give me things that are wrong. He's not going to do me harm. He's not the one that's withholding any good thing from me, because He said, if I ask, I can receive, right? He said, if I seek, I'll find. He said, if I knock, a door will be opened unto me, because why? He's my dad. I want to tell you this. If the devil's on your back, God is there to get him to flee. But the reality is He wants you to know who you are as a son, because when the name of Jesus is upon your lips and the blood is powering your words, the devil will flee from you. Glory to God. But He's my Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed's an interesting word. It means set apart. It means honored. Some people can't honor God as Father because they couldn't honor their father, because their father was a jerk, or their father was absent, or their father abandoned them, or their father did things that should have never been done. I'm telling you today that we're going to translate ourselves out of our earthly father's DNA and put ourselves right smack dab in His DNA. Right? Because even if you have the world's best father knows best dad, he's not as good as who you have now. Well, what difference does that make? It makes everything different. It makes everything different. Now watch, let's go on. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Today, God wants His kingdom to be in you. What does that mean? His rule, His reign, His way of doing things. You know, it makes incredible statements like, He who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's a kingdom law. So if you're not free, it's because the kingdom hasn't come to you yet in that area. Today, the kingdom's here. I said, today, the kingdom is here. There are several of you who, if you'll mix this with your faith, are going to go out of here different. Glory to God. I trust that. I believe that. The anointing is here for that. Glory to God, we're going to see some things, awesome things today. Glory to God. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. In our culture, we're kind of upset if we don't have 3 months worth of food stocked up. But I've been in cultures. In Uganda, for instance, they work for their dinner and for their breakfast. And they have enough just to get through that, and then they'll work the next day to get the next meal. And so what he's saying here is, Lord, we're completely, absolutely dependent upon you. You know what? If you depend completely on God, He'll never let you down. Why? Because He's my Father. He's my dad. In fact, in Romans, he says He's Abba Father. That means daddy, daddy. Daddy, daddy, come on today. Let Him show you Himself as your Father. Come on, open your heart up to what He's saying. Watch this, verse 12. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is such a big deal. Big deal. Have you ever had trouble forgiving someone? Absolutely. Why? Because pain hurts. Right? Because what they did to us isn't fair. What they did to us took advantage of us. And the reality is what they did to you was not spurred on by the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of darkness. And I'm talking about horrible things, right? I'm talking about abuse. I'm talking about neglect. I'm talking about rejection. I'm talking about all of those things. It was from the one who wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you can place the enemy at the source rather than the person that the enemy was using, then you can release those people to the judgment of God and the grace of God. And you can say, I am no longer attached to that pain. I'm no longer attached to what they did to me. I'm no longer attached to that father who always made me feel like I wasn't good enough. I'm no longer attached to that dad who would just get drunk and hit me and hurt me I'm no longer attached to that dad who said, you know, I had you, but I don't want you. Come on. But you have to forgive them. As Stephen said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, or they know not the source of their behavior. Right? I'm not excusing their behavior. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be responsible. None of that. But the reality is God, this isn't on my pay grade. This is on your pay grade. So I'm just going to release all that to you. Right? God wants you to know that He loves you and that He's going to free you from those darts that get into your gut and pull you every time that feeling or that hot button comes back. He wants to free you from that so that you can be at peace. The torment can finally be over. We are tormented at 60 by what happened to us at 6. Because we don't know that our unforgiveness is holding the enemy to us. Today, we're going to let it go. 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 And quit looking at the people who absolutely did you wrong and look at the source of who it was that drove them to do it. Any father who's neglectful, abusive, whatever, it's only because they're influenced by something that's not natural to them. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, our God is a good, 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 good God, good God. Verse 13 says, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. What's a temptation? Temptation is thoughts or feelings that draw you a certain way. Right? Everybody's tempted. Temptation is not sin, but it says lead us away from that. Come on, God wants to lead us this morning away from those feelings of rejection, those feelings of abuse, those feelings of resentment, those feelings. Come on, He wants to take those completely out of our lives because they don't belong to us, because they're not part of our DNA. Lord, what's part of our DNA? David Husky talked about it. I don't know if any of you have been meditating on it, but it's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance. Right? Those are what are supposed to be in our lives. But as long as we have ties to the old man and what the old man has been through, we'll never walk in the newness that God wants us to walk in. But today, today is the day. Today is the day. Right now, today, today, today is the day of salvation for all of those who will come and partake. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to be free. Amen. I just want to be free. Watch this now. But deliver us from the evil one, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom, the power, forever. Amen. What does that mean? That means everything that we just prayed has the backing of heaven with the power of heaven to enforce what we prayed. There is a supernatural healing power of God to release you from a broken heart. It's here today. It's here today. Glory to God. You can put a father in this. You can put a cousin, you know, that's neglected, abused, whatever. You put a neighbor. You can put anybody in this particular occasion. And today, you're going to release them to God. And the ties of the evil one are going to be broken over you. Glory to God. He's your father now. He's your father now. And he only wants good things for you. Forgiveness is the key to unblocking the grace of God to heal your wounds. Let me say that again. Forgiveness is the key to release the grace of God to heal your wounds. What is the grace of God? The grace of God is God giving us what He wants to give us because He wants to give it, and that's the only reason that we can have it. His grace wants you to feel loved. His grace wants you to feel honored. His grace wants you to be free. His grace wants you to be at peace. His grace wants your torment to stop. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Paul was so full of the knowledge of the grace of God that he said, "What in the world is this little bit of torment that I'm going through even matter? What could it even compare to the glory of God?" What does that mean? The glory of God. That means all that He is personified in the life of somebody. The glory of God is the essence of who He is. What's the essence of who God is? God is love. That's your father, by the way. He doesn't love, He is love. He can't help but love you. He can't help but want the best for you. He is screaming out, "You're my son." The moment that you got born again, I believe the heaven opened up and they said, "This is my son or my daughter in whom I'm well pleased." Who, me? Yeah, you. Do you believe that? No, really, do you believe that? Then why are you allowing the voices of the past telling you that you are somebody that you're not? Because you're not who you were when you got saved. You became a new creature in Christ Jesus, a brand new species. Ooh, glory to God. I want to just quit and start praying for you, but we're not ready yet. Jesus came that you could have abundant life. In John 10:10, it says, "A thief cometh not for to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that you might have abundant life," or have life and have it more abundantly. He wasn't talking about when we get to heaven. Obviously, that's going to be awesome. But he's talking about people here right now having a life that's different than before he came. Jesus wants you to have that life. Whew, glory to God. Glory to God. But we don't fight flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in the heavenly places. So you're not fighting that person that's coming to your mind even as I'm speaking this morning. As long as you keep your fight there, you'll never have victory over it. But the minute that you say, oh no, devil, I get exactly what you're saying right now. Yes, yes, he was a jerk, she was a jerk. All of that's true, but it's only because they were the puppet at the end of the marionette's strings. But it's you I'm after. And no longer am I going to let those strings be attached to me. Because I'm free. I'm free. Woo-hoo, glory to God. I'm free. I'm free. Jesus is here today to heal your broken heart. How do I know that? Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? And He said to His home church, He said, listen, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ear. And what was that scripture? That I'm anointed to heal the brokenhearted. I have been assigned, equipped, and God has put a special thing inside of me to be able to heal the brokenhearted. If He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, this morning, right now, right here, He is going to heal broken hearts. And you're going to walk out of here different than you came in. But watch this. God's going to do His part, but it's up to us to cooperate with His part. Are you with me? Watch this. Go to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Glory to God. Some of you go, man, I wish that would be so. I hope that's so. I'm telling you, it's so. Some can say, well, you know, I've been this way my whole life. It's kind of late. It's never too late. I said it's never too late. I don't care if you have a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years left. Why not live these last years in peace? Right? Isn't it time for the torment to stop? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Oh, help me, Lord. Even some things that are chronically with us all the time. Injuries, sicknesses, things that happen, it's because we have that attachment back to whatever that was. God's going to break that this morning. What does that mean? Some of you are going to sleep like you've never slept before. Some of you are going to breathe like you've never breathed before. Some of you are going to sense His presence in a way that you've never felt before this morning. Are you glad you're here? Yeah. Me too. Look at listen to this in verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And He didn't say all things are possible. He said all things are possible to him who believes. In fact, in His own town, in His own group, with His people that knew Him better than anybody else, it says He could do therefore no mighty work. In other towns, He was raising the dead. Blind people were being, you know, we're seeing, deaf people were hearing, mute people were speaking. Come on. But in His own hometown, it said that He could do no mighty work save heal a few people with small afflictions. He was there to heal cancers, to heal anything that was wrong, and there a few sniffles were taken care of. And what was the reason? Because of their unbelief. How many believe today? Come on, how many believe today? Come on. Listen, we're just going to come into a Lord. I'm just going to take you at your word. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to do it. Strain and groan and moan and, God, I got to do it. He says, no, that's not what grace is about. Grace is about, I've already done it. All you have to do is receive it. And it's really interesting, that word receive in Mark chapter 11, it has the connotation, therefore when you pray, believe that those things that you pray for you'll have and you'll receive them. You know, that word receive is, I'm going to take it. I'm just going to take it. I'm going to take it. Imagine if I was the owner of the Mercedes dealership in the area. And I said, listen, I want you all to come over to the dealership, pick out any car you want, and drive it home. And you get there, and the salesman that hasn't really heard or doesn't like the owner anyway, and he really doesn't like you, says, you can't have that. Bet me, bro. The owner said, I could have it. Give me the keys because I'm taking it. I'm driving off the lot with this today. Glory to God. I've already seen myself in it. I know what color I want. I know what style I want. That's mine. Because I've taken what the owner's giving me. No matter what the enemy says. How many want to take freedom today? Right? Come on, take freedom today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm taking it today in Jesus' name. Taking it. Go to chapter 10. All things are possible. And I love the man's response. He said, well, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, if I can't believe enough to get what I need, I'm asking you to help me believe a little bit more. I'm asking for that today. I said, I'm asking for that today. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. This is when he told the disciples it was hard for a rich man to get in the kingdom of God. And the disciples went, man, if they can't do it, who can? Right? Or how is that even possible at this point? Verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, Jesus is looking at you today, right now, and saying, with men, it's impossible. It's impossible for those dreams to stop because it's just a part of who you are. It's impossible for those nightmares to quit happening because that's just something that happened to you and it's just going to come over and over again. It's impossible to be free from the addictions because I'm telling you today, it might be possible with man, but we're not speaking of men today. We're speaking of our Father who loves us, and with God, all things are possible. I said, I'm speaking about an all-possible God who wants to touch you this morning. I'm talking about an all-God, an all-loving, all-purposeful Father who wants to bless you this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. Let's just go, and we'll close with this, but just turn over there to Mark 11. Verse 22. So, don't leave here without getting what God's speaking about this morning. We're going to pray for people. We're going to pray for one another in general, and then I'm going to open the altars up for all of us to come up and pray over one another. But receive this morning. This is the Father's Day. This is Father's Day, and the Father wants to make Himself known to you. Hold your place there right quick and go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Give me just a second more. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, "Therefore, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus," you got saved, "and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him." That's what I've been preaching about all morning. God wants you to know that you're not less than. God wants you to know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. God wants you to know that before the foundation of the world, He saw you, He knew you, He called you, He loved you. The enemy's done his best, but he's a liar, he's a loser, and he's defeated. Today we're going to enforce that. Amen. Go back to Mark 11. Mark 11, 22, "And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God." I'm going to say that a little bit different. Today, I want you, yes you, to have confidence in your Father. I want you today to have confidence in your Father. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain," what's the mountain? Is torment a mountain? Come on. What's time for the torment? And you're going to speak to it today. "For whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast to the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says." Do you believe that today? It might be impossible with you. It might seem too good to be true, but I'm telling you, God is here to move today. I've asked Him, and I believe He is here to answer my prayer today, right now. Watch this. "Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them." Come up here with tenacious heart and say, "I'm going to take what God has promised. I'm taking that anointing. I'm taking that freedom. I'm taking it in Jesus' name." Glory to God. "Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses." If you want to be free, you have to forgive. But the moment that you say you can't, which is a lie, you can, because he said you could, the moment that you don't forgive, then those strings stay attached. But this morning, I've got a machete up here. It's called the Word of God. It's sharp, man. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. I mean, it'll cut this way, it'll cut that way, but whatever strings are attached today are broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I would like anybody from the worship team that would like to be prayed for this to come up first. Is anybody from the worship team, come on up first. Come on. Why am I doing it this way? I'm doing it this way so that they can worship while we're praying for everybody else. Glory to God. Stretch your hands this way. Now, I want everybody, listen, before I pray for you, I just want to pray over everybody that's watching by the internet. This anointing is there for you right now, too. And so everybody, whether you're watching online or you're here this morning, I want us all to pray this first. Say, Father, you're my Father. Thank you for my freedom. I stand here and I forgive everyone who's ever hurt me, willingly, knowingly, or not knowingly. I release them to you right now. In Jesus' name, I release them to you. And Lord, right now, I receive your freedom. I receive your grace. I receive your mercy. I receive freedom right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those online, thank you for joining us. God bless you in Jesus' name. The rest of you, just stretch your hands this way. Believe God for freedom that's coming right now. Right now.